And it is our pleasure to have Coach Tom Nolan with us. He is the head football coach at Lamar High School, the Lamar Redskins, down in Houston, Texas. How are you today, Coach?
Doing great.
So you were Brian Arakpo's high school coach. We're going to talk about that in a second. But, of course, you also share the same nickname as the team, the Redskins. And how is that name received in your community?
For the most part, it's received real well. I've been in the head coach here 28 years, and I think in my time there was kind of one complaint, but it was more of a kid that wrote a paper for school about it, and we ended up having a referendum for the kids, and kids didn't seem to mind being named the Redskins, so that kind of went away.
Now, how is the name perceived in the community? Is there a pride in the name Redskins? How would you characterize that?
Yeah, well, our school is 75 years old, and we celebrated the 75th anniversary this year. And, so there's a lot of real pride in it. I mean, I think it's a great nickname, mascot, or whatever you have, all the traits of a Redskin warrior, certainly something to be admired. I don't understand where people see any negative aspects to it.
You know, yesterday we had some stats, 70 schools around the United States. Lamar, one of them, uses the nickname Redskins. Only 75 use the nickname Cowboys. Do those stats surprise you in any way?
Well, I would have thought maybe there might have been more Cowboys, but I don't really have any one feeling one way or the other. It would be, I've lived in Houston all my life. For this school to be called anything else would seem extremely strange. And like I say, I think it's a great mascot and nickname.
Coach, tell me about Brian Arakpo. When you were coaching him in high school, did you know that he would excel to the extent he has? I'm a pro bowler. We love Brian Arakpo, great football player. When did you know he might be great?
Well, Brian's kind of a great story in that he was actually a year ahead of himself in school, so he was a year younger. As a senior in high school, he was probably 6'2", 210, 205, somewhere in there, just a tall, lean kid. And but he ran very well. He was also a very good basketball player. And you kind of knew that he was going to mature, and nobody could predict that, he would go to Texas and put on another 50 pounds and win the Lombardi Award and be a first-round draft pick and a pro bowler. But you certainly knew that he had the ability, and he's just a wonderful person. Has all the great characteristics that the great players all have.
Did he have that deep voice back in high school?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people called him Barry White.
Hey, Coach, I guess you would have to say also that the community there has a lot of pride in Brian Arakpo excelling as he has. You guys been following his pro career?
Oh, yeah, we follow him. We have we have two other kids that are playing in the pros. Josh Gordon plays wide receiver for the Browns, and Brandon LaFell, we call him JoJo, plays for Carolina. So we've been very blessed to have some really great players come through here. And we had a great year this year. We got beat in the state finals. We were 15-1, so it's always a good day to be a Redskin.
That's what we say around here as well, Coach. Josh Gordon, of course, played with Robert Griffin III at Baylor. And we really appreciate Coach Tom Nolan stopping by and for all the great instruction he has given Brian Arakpo over the years. We salute you, Coach Nolan.
Okay. And remember, it's always once a Redskin, always a Redskin, okay?
That's a saying down your way, isn't it?
Yes, sir.